Okay, but, so...
Oh, cool drawings in the Gemara.
Okay, so... Haitza gvoa me'esrim amo v'alamata beka... Be'karim uksasais loy have mi. So the Gemara says, if the sukkah was taller than 20 amos, and you want to make it shorter, using pillows, using blankets, things like that, portable objects that you're placing at the bottom of the sukkah.
Oh, at the bottom, so you're raising yourself
basically,
up.
Basically, yeah, doesn't work. Ve'afal gav devatlin hu lekulmo. And even though he's like, it's a batlin hu lekulmo, means he's decided that they're all going to be there permanently, right? They're never moving ever. Right, and so it's a zodeh part of the ground. You would have thought that maybe it's a zodeh part of the ground. No, we shouldn't develop the data. It's a follow them. Because that's a very unusual thing to think, and therefore it's like it's not a real thought at all. Like when somebody thinks something totally bizarre, often the halacha doesn't count that. Right? Teven or vitloi, having bitl, having miut. The choshekin are far or vitloi, but if you bring on the other hand chaff, meaning the leftovers, once straw. You've separated, well, it's not straw actually, but when you straw is the stems of the wheat, right? Chaff is basically what's left over once you've taken off the husks of the wheat, right?
Like bran.
No, chaff, it's not edible. Like it's edible for animals. It's only given to animals.
Oh,
ever. Right, it's called chaff, right? You invartle it, so then it is, that is in fact a bittul, because that's something you should leave on the ground, right? Similarly, if you bring actual dirt and you have a vatel there, then that would count to raise the floor of the socket to less than 20 amis, yes?
But when we said the reasons why Esrim Amma is the issue, right, we said that the one is that you're not aware that you're sitting in the sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Surely if you increase the level that you're sitting on, regardless whether it's part of the ground or not, you're going to be aware that you're sitting in the sukkah because you're close to the top of the sukkah.
So it's day to the star. Two possible answers. Either say that we don't pass in like that, a particular opinion in the Maram, or say that no, Bechev to the sukkah is a pasul sukkah. Right, okay. If you put something totally temporary and you just raise yourself, then that doesn't count as making the sukkah kosher sukkah. Right, sukkah has to be a sukkah you can use in a normal fashion, meaning standing on the ground. Yeah?
Cool.
So what if you weren't actually mevatel it, but you put chaff there without any plans to remove it, right? Or dust, and you just left it there, like dirt normally you don't remove. So if you just left dirt there, it's mamish stam, that's machlik shram yoisin rambam, that's not, that's what you have in our Mishnah. Baisha mil o teven etzoros vitaloi mevutal vitaloi in leo tloi loi. So if you have if you have a house which you then fill with either chaff or tevenot tsuro, so like twigs, right, and you wouldn't be mevatel them, then they are in fact batel, right? If you mevatel them, that implies that if you mevatel them, what does that mean? It works. It means it prevents the house from being a place that Thomas Mace can come out through. Remember to discuss that for Thomas Mace to go through a place, it has to be a tefach al tefach on rum tefach,
yes.
Right? So if you fill it up with chaff or something like that, and you would be mevatel there, you have kavanah to be mevatel to make it the part of the ground, then there's no house anymore, there's just a block of wood. Right? So then that really works. And that implication is bit low. The implication is that you have to actually be mevatel for that to be the case. Vesani ala rabbi yoisi amir teven ve'ein asid lefanaisa harehu ke'afar stam uvatel. And we have Rabbi Yossi who disagrees that if you just put it there and you have no real plans to remove it, you don't have to actually be mevatel it. Right? It's enough to just leave it there. Good enough. Right? And that's the same thing as afar stam. That's saying just putting dirt there without any kavana whatsoever, because presumably the idea is that dirt is very rarely moved any place once you put it there and leave it, right? That's dirt. Afar ve'asid lefanoisai harei hukestam teven veloi batel. If you had put dirt there and for some reason you are planning to move it, then that's like stam teven. It's like teven, like chaff without any kavana whatsoever, and it's not batel, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Hi sir. By the way, we passed in like chachamim. Haitza gavoa me'esrim amma, if it was taller than esrim amma, ve'hoitzin yordin besoich esrim amma. Right, and if there are some of the leaves from the snach actually fall to within esrim amma, right, so it's right on the border and some of the leaves are within the esrim amma, If there's more shade than sun, presumably from those leaves that are falling in, then the sukkah itself is kosher. And if those leaves which are falling to within Esrim Amah don't create more shade than sun, then the sukkah is pasul, even though there's overall more shade than sun. The case is, you have, like, let's say a building, so you have your sukkah, right, and you have stuff on the top, your palm leaves. You know how palm leaves are, like, often curved? Right, so you've placed them in such a way that they're sort of bending into the sukkah. Question is that, and the bend, the lowest bit of the leaves, is actually within Esrim Amah. So the question is that kosher?
Surely then that would seem to imply that the reason it would be asur is because of the shade and the schach. Back to our previous, the reasonings of being asur.
Maybe you're not aware of, like, most of the schach, right? You're only aware of a tiny little of the schach that doesn't count. Do you know what I mean? Yep. That might be what's going on. Okay. So, what about the opposite case? It's just above, remember we said, about a meter, is the minimum height for a sukkah. If it's less than that, it's not a kosher sukkah, right? So what if it's just above that, and some of the branches are falling to within that?
Okay.
Is that a kosher sukkah? So Abaye said, well, it'll be the opposite, right? As long as those branches are not providing more shade than sun, those branches that actually fall within Asar Tfachim, right, 10 Tfachim, then it should actually be kosher. That was Abaye's opinion, right? And Rava said, no. What are we talking about? Talking about disgusting dwellings. I said, Diras Rucha. It's like, nobody can live there. So that doesn't count as sukkah. Sukkah has to be a place where you can live.
I can't repeat that.
A sukkah has to be a place where you can live, no, and if it's only a meter tall, and you've got branches that are falling into that meter, it's just impossible already.
So, i.e., as soon as it's unconditionally possible,
it doesn't matter how many branches falling in. If there are branches, as long as there are branches that are falling to within Asar Tfachim, the entire sukkah will be possible. It doesn't matter how many there are. That was basically
other opinion is if there's more shade than sun, then
it's possible. And if it's not, then okay, we pass in as always like rubber. Haitza gavoa me asara me esrim ama. If it was taller than 20 amos, uvana ba itzteba kadega doifa haftai al pne kula. And then what did he do? He did. He built like an istabah. An istabah is like a porch, right in the middle of his sukkah, right in the middle of the middle wall. What does it mean, middle wall? Your average sukkah is three-sided, right? Like most sukkahs are three-sided, and then the fourth side is just open. That's why most people build a sukkah, right? The idea is you take, let's say, this wall, and you build on that wall a porch,
the base,
right? So that the top of the porch will be within Esrim Amah. So the sukkah itself is taller than Esrim Amah, and then you build a porch. You don't raise the entire floor of the sukkah, which was our discussion until now. You raise basically a section of the floor of the sukkah. Right? Is that going to be good? That's the question we're dealing with now. V'yesh ba hechsher sukkah kshira and El Pnei Kula. Vishbach Shuksukah, meaning it was the entire middle side. Right? So it reaches the two sides, but it doesn't continue all the way to the door. Yes. Like that picture that you've got in your Gemara. Right? And that bit that you're seeing there, this square in the Gemara, that bit which is the raised section of the floor, right, has enough of it to be a Sakosh Sukkah, meaning it is more than Arba Amos out from the wall. Right, or more than Rosh Rabbi Shulchan Afan, whatever your shear for a Shosh Sukkah is, right? In such a case, the sukkah is in fact kosher on that bit of raised floor. Right? That bit of raised floor is itself a kosher sukkah. Umid hatzad, and what if you build from the side wall, like the second picture you have in your Gemara? Right? Im yesh mitzvas itzteba lekoisel arba amos psula. If there is between the raised section of the floor and the other side of the sukkah more than arba ames or more, then the entire sukkah is pasul. Ha'pachitang sheira. That the implication is that if it's less than arba ames from the other side of the sukkah, right, this white space that you see in your picture, which is the space of unraised floor, is less than arba ames from the other side of the sukkah, it would be kosher. That's the implication of our statement just now, right?
Yeah.
Ma would the same? What would you have thought? Hasamu dechazi ledoifen aval hacha delechazi ledoifen emalai kamash malan. So the question was, what would you have thought? Why is this? I think that the question is, basically, on the ground, this is obvious, right? Why is this obvious?
It's not have three wards.
Well, no. You know, why is it obvious that it's kosher? But the Gemara said that this is kosher if it gets within four ames, right? Yeah. If the raised bit of the floor gets within four ames, right? But Gemara seems to be asking a question, which is implied. That's obvious, isn't it? Now the question becomes: most people haven't thought about this very much, or even if they thought about this a great deal, frankly, it's not so obvious, right? So why is it obvious? Because we have a halachi you've probably heard of called doifen akuma.
Yes.
Basically, how it goes is like this, and this is very halachal amaisa, by the way. Let's say you have, I don't know, your porch at home, and you build a sukkah on your porch at home, right? Like most people do, right? And the roof, what do you do? You're using basically one, two, maybe three sides, three walls of your house as the wall of your sukkah. No? That's what you're doing, right? But what's the problem? Most houses, the way they're built, if they have a sloping roof, the sloping roof extends a little bit out from the wall. Right? Meaning, you've got a bit that's going to form part of the ceiling of your sukkah, and part of that ceiling of your sukkah is tiles. It's not tzach, right? So the question, is that kosher? We have a rule as halacha l'moshe mitzina, as long as it's that area which comes out, is no more than arba amos, is going to be kosher. And the reason why is because we see it basically as a diagonal wall. We see the walls, the sukkahs, they're basically extending diagonally.
Oh, so it's considered part of the wall.
Right? And so it's as though it's a diagonal wall as opposed to a straight wall and a bit of plaster ceiling.
Okay,
cool?
So same in this case.
So, yeah, it's similar. Maybe you would have thought that there, it's really a wall for the sukkah. It's just a bit of the stock that is possible. Maybe you thought that's the case for halacha shesinai. But here is like no, so to speak, no kosher wall of the sukkah because the silk floor of the sukkah which is making a parcel, and that means you've got a wall which is taller than Ephraim Ames, which is no good for a sukkah. Hamash Malan, no, that's also considered like doifin akoma, right? That's also kosher.
So, i.e., it's just the other way around.
Oh, you mean where would you see the wall? I don't want to get into the details of doifin akoma now. It's a discussion later in the sechta.
Cool.
Right? Much, much, much more complicated. I don't want to get into it right now. Okay. Fine. Haisa gavoa mi esrim ama. If it was taller than esrim ama, 20 ama isavana istaba be emseis, and you build a raised section in the middle, right? Imyeish misvas istaba ve ladoifin arba ama isachol ruach psula pachim arba omas kshera. So, same basic halacha. If you've built a platform in the middle of your sukkah, which is too tall, right? If there's less than arba ames to any given side of the sukkah, to like all the sides, or at least three other sides presumably, right? Then the sukkah is kosher. If there's more than arba ames, then it is pasul.
This not just be an implication of the previous halacha?
The Gemara is just about to ask you exactly your question. Alright, so what's the Gemara says? Maika mashmalan. What are you talking about, Damrina? Even a Damrin doifinakuma. That teaches us that you say doifinakuma. That we say this is a doifinakuma. Right? Hainuach. We just said that. Right? Maudasema. What would you have thought? Doifinakuma mi ruach achasaminan. Aval koruach ruach loi. Ka mashmalan. Maybe you would have thought. A doifinakuma is like a funny wall, right? You'll see this. This is major, major discussions all the way through Masechet Sukkah. What sort of clever ways can you do to build walls that aren't really walls? Or that aren't kosher walls for a sukkah, right? But that are nevertheless kosher, right? You wouldn't instinctively have thought that's a kosher wall for a sukkah. Right? How many non-classic ways can you build a sukkah, basically, right? So, In fact, there's a famous story that the Gras told. The Gras had a sheep that you should learn Amasefta by heart. Why? That way, no matter where you are, you have something to learn. So one of his Talmidim went to learn Sukkah, and he learned Sukkah, and he chazered it again and again, back and forth, whatever, right? And then he came to the Gras, and he said to the Gras, I learned it off my heart, I know Amasefta by heart. You can start hearing me, ask me anything you want. Right? And so the Gras said, okay, how many kosher Sukkahs are there in the whole Amasefta? I don't know. And so the Gras said, how many parcels of Sukkahs are there in the whole Amasefta? So Thomas said, right? But I said you didn't learn it well enough. And the reason, and the story is famous because apparently, and I do not know if this is correct, right? The number of kosher sukkahs in the Masechta is sukkah mole, like sukkah spelt with a vav. The gematria of sukkah spelt with a vav, right? So 71. 91. The number of pasul sukkahs in the Masechta is sukkah without the vav, so spelled chaser, 85. I have not the foggiest idea if that is in fact true. That is the legend. That is the legend. I have not spent the time counting them.
So you've got some homework.
Top. Anyway, right? So what would
you... could get it done. Yeah, that's something he done with
that. He would totally do that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's mean though, because he'll obsess about it for the next few months. He'll like keep a tally on his phone or something.
I hope he's listening to this recording.
Uh-huh. So, right? Maud Zema, what would you have thought? Doifinakum ami ruach asam rinanaval kol ruach veruach loi... right? You might have thought that a doifin akuma may ruach achas, right? You can only build a doifin akuma from one side of the sukkah, right? But you can't have all the sides of the sukkah using a doifin akuma. Kamashmalan, that this is a totally kosher wall. All the walls of the sukkah can be built this way, and it's a kosher sukkah, right? If it was less than it was the sukkah, you built a sukkah that was, you know, like a kid's sukkah is sometimes very short, right? So you built a kitzuk and it was tiny, it was less than a sarat tzachim. V'chakak bak dey lashli malav sara, and then you basically built a pit in the sukkah to make it more than a sarat tzachim. Right? Im yesh misras chayfikol akosel shalish tzachim psula. Pachis mishalish tzachim shira. If you have from the side of the pit that you dug in the middle of your sukkah to the wall less than shalish tzachim, then the sukkah will be kosher. If you have more than shlosh tefachim, the sukkah will be pasul.
Yes, like a room. Like from where? Like
basically, okay,
you have a hole.
You basically built a sukkah, and it's tiny, right? It's very short.
And then you dug a hole.
And then you dug a hole inside the sukkah to make it kosher, yes. To make it the right height. Yes. So the Gemara says that as long as the edge of your hole, the edge of your pit, is no further than shlosh tefachim. So, about a foot.
It's like the rim of the hole.
No, we're talking about the edge outside of the hole.
Yeah, yeah. From
the edge of the hole all the way through to the wall, it can, on all the sides, it can be no more than Shlesh Tachum, which is about a foot. Right? If it is... if it's more than that, it will be possible, right? By the way, why do you think... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so tomorrow I'm going to ask, what's the obvious question?
Why?
As opposed to?
Four
top. Or around the cement. Yeah, what's the difference, right? Why is it that when we're talking about building a platform to make the kosher, it's arba amos, that's the border, but when we're talking about to build a hole to make a kosher, then we're talking about three tefachim, what's the difference? So Gemara said, Maishna ha'sam damras pachis mit arba amos, and Maishna ha'cha damras pachis mit shlosh tefachim, what's the difference between the two cases? Right? Ha'sam de'ise le'dofin pachin barba amasag, ya ha'cha le'shavuye le'dofin pachis mit shlosh tefachim in ilay loy. Okay, so there... The case where we said you're building a platform to make the sukkah kosher. You have a wall, which is a kosher wall, right? It's just your sukkah is too tall, the stack is too high up. But the wall is a kosher wall. Therefore, to then make use of the halacha meshim sinai of doifin akuma, it's enough to have it within arba amos of the wall. When the sukkah is less than eser tefachim, you don't have a kosher wall for the sukkah. Right, and since you don't have a kosher wall to the sukkah, to make the wall a kosher wall, to make it more than a sarat tefachim, it has to be within three tefachim of the edge.
Okay.
Because that's a general rule. Doifin akuma is a halacha which is specific to sukkah. It only exists in sukkah, right? Gimul tefachim, things being viewed as contiguous if they are three tefachim apart, is a halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. right?
So the difference is that in the previous case, therefore, it was a halacha of doif and akum.
Yeah, the here it's just a general halacha of making things walls next to each other, right? Right, so you want this wall to be a wall which is eser tefachim high, and then you can build a kosher sukkah. But first you need a wall. At the moment you don't have a wall at all, and therefore you can't rely on halachas of sukkah. You have to use general halachas.
Why, yeah, in the case when the sukkah is too big, the walls are considered kosher, whereas if it's too small, the walls are not considered kosher?
So if you might remember that I mentioned that there is a distinction between a sukkah which is pasul and something which is not a sukkah at all.
Oh, so, okay, fine. So,
and I remember that there's, and I mentioned that there's actually an afkamina to that question. For example, if you build a sukkah on top of another sukkah, right? If this sukkah is not a sukkah at all, and you were to stand within the top sukkah but not within the bottom sukkah, meaning you were standing on the tefach, right? Then the sukkah is taller than 20 tefachim. If it's a pasul sukkah and then you have another sukkah on top of it, it's probably okay, yeah, if the sukkah on top is kosher. I simplified that significantly, so but that's that like I said, it's a whole similar Shulchan Aruch, very long discussion.
So the small sukkah is a pasul sukkah, whereas
the small sukkah is not a sukkah at all. The big sukkah is a pasul sukkah. The small sukkah is garnished, so you can't apply the halachis of sukkah to it, right? The sukkah which is taller than Tesra Malmes, you can, is a pasul sukkah, but it's still a sukkah, and therefore you can then use halachis in sukkah to make a kosher. Right?
Cool.
You understand?
Got it.
Excellent. Okay. Haisa Gvoa Me'asara Amma. It was taller than 20 Amis. Uvana Ba Amud Shil Gvoa Asara Tfachim. And you built in it a pillar, basically, which was 10 Tfachim tall. Ve'yesh Boi Hechshar Sukkah. And that pillar is itself just big enough to be kosher for a sukkah, whatever that means. Right? Savra Abaye Meina Gud Asik Mechitzasa. Rav Abaye said, maybe what you'll say is the following. We have a general rule, two general things that we sometimes say and sometimes don't. I don't want to go into details when we do say what we're going to say. They both exist. It's called Gud Achis and Gud Asik. Gud Asik Mechitzasa means the following, right? You have walls which start from the ground, and then they go up, and then they stop. Right? They stop at some point. And then you basically want to, the good asik allows you to sort of imagine them continuing up as long as you need them to, right? Good achis is basically the opposite. You have walls that start from the ceiling, and you want to imagine them coming down to the ground. Okay? Now, Abaye, in sukkah we generally don't say good achis. I don't want to go into the details right now, but we'll see it later on in the masechta, right? Good asik we do say in sukkah sometimes. Meaning, if you were to build, and again, you'll have seen sukkahs like that are built like this. Let's say somebody built a sukkah on his porch, right? And there is a railing on the porch. I don't want to go into details of what makes the railing kosher, so we'll sukkah, because we'll get to that, right? But there is a railing on the launch porch. It certainly doesn't reach the ceiling, right? It certainly doesn't reach the stuff. You'll have seen people build a sukkah this way. It's kosher based on this rule called good, partially based on this rule called good asik mechitzasa. Meaning, you imagine the wall going far higher than it actually goes, and that works. Okay?
Cool.
So Abaye wanted to apply that rule in the following case. You have a sukkah more than 20 amos, right? So it's pasul, right? And in the middle of it, you build a platform for you to sit on, which is taller than 10 tefachim, which is usually the minimum to say good asik, right? And now you want to imagine those walls going up all the way to the tefach. Meaning there's no walls at all. You're sitting on a platform.
Oh, the platform.
You want to imagine the side of the platform as walls going all the way up to the stach.
But you're sitting on the platform.
Okay.
So it's not a wall.
But there is still a wall. There's meaning as in there is a separate rishos, right? Something which is...
So it's an invisible wall.
Basically, yeah. This wall is lagamri invisible because a platform is viewed as its own rishos. Where is that a very important halacha? Yes, very good. Erevin, right? You will have been told, I'm sure, at some point in your life, that if you find yourself outside of an Erev and you find something in your pocket, then
don't stop walking.
Keep walking and put it down on a pole which is taller than 10 fucking tall. It's its own rishos. Right? It is a very, very, very lamaisa halacha.
Keep walking.
Under no circumstances do not. Walk around in circles if you have to, but do not stop walking. Okay, So fine. So right, Abaye wanted to say in this particular case, Gurasik will imagine the sides of the platform going up as walls going up into the ceiling.
Is this as an alternative opinion to what we discussed previously? Are you when there's more than Dalit Amut?
Yes. In the case where there's more than Dalit Amut, so you can't rely on Dofin Akuma, can you rely on Gurasik? Right, that's the question.
Cool.
Right. Amrali Rava. Rava said to him, Ba'inan nich bichitzes hanikoros beleka. So Rava says, no. It's true that usually we do say Gurasik. Gurasik is a real halacha, right? Gurasik is a halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula, and you would have thought that Gurasik generates real walls. So, but Abaye says in this case, that's not true. Rava, sorry, says in this case, that's not true, because you have to be able to see the walls.
Okay, fine.
You have to be able to perceive the walls, and here you can't perceive the walls. Now, the truth is that first time I spoke, right, and I said the word see, and then I changed it, you may have noticed, the word perceive. So there is actually a fascinating discussion in Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of lamdas that goes into Hilchas Sukkah. So the Rama has the following din in Shulchan Aruch, right? What can you use the side of an Eruv as the wall of a Sukkah? Meaning the side of an Eruv is halakhically a wall, right? It's a Tzuras HaPesach. Right? Can you build a Tzuras HaPesach as a wall for a Sukkah? So the Rama says that in a case where you've imbued it with meaning you actually used it as a side of an Eruv,
you can.
It's the wall of Sukkah, because it's perceptible, right? There's a real nafkamin of that thing being there outside of the wall of Hilchas Sukkah.
It's not seeing, it's perceiving.
Yes.
So
that's, by the way, subject to a major machlokes for Shoshan Menachronim, but that is a din that Rama brings down, and Ramosha Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, actually passed in that way, Lamaisa, if you ever need it. I can't imagine you would, but if you do, then...
So that means we must change the idiom from seeing is believing to perceiving is believing.
Suppose.
Oh, I've got a new sound.